Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purion, and welcome, welcome, welcome wherever you're calling in from in the organized chaos that is the hosting. A couple minutes before the call, I heard people from Florida and Washington and Colorado and Arizona and Virginia and Arkansas and Indiana and California and all over the place. And we got David Sandoval, who's heading to Arizona. He's got a big event coming up this weekend in Tucson. So if you're in Tucson, know anyone in Tucson, certainly you want to join David there. And tonight's call is a Meet the Owners call. It's about products and some fantastic products, four fantastic products that represent ancient foods and modern miracles. David Sandoval is going to be talking about Green Kamut, where this company started, chlorella, activated barley, alfalfa. I know these are some of your favorite foods of all time. And I'm going to turn this call over to our owner and founder, the head formulator, and person who's going to educate us tonight about ancient foods and modern miracles, David Sandoval.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is David Sandoval. I want to thank you for tuning in. As you know, this is the Meet the Owners call, and we do this every Wednesday. And the purpose is education. I am the educator and formulator for Purium Health Products. And I don't know if any of you watch the videos that I do on YouTube or on Facebook. And, you know, it's all about knowledge. Knowledge is power. And if you look around the history of the world, very few people share power. When someone has power, they hold on to it. You look at doctors. You look at medical doctors. They want to have an exclusive on healing. They have the power, apparently, to heal, or so they say, but yet they hold on to that power exclusively, and because of that, people suffer. And I believe that healing needs to be universal. Everyone should be a healer, and the greatest part of healing is taking responsibility yourself for your own health. And this call on Wednesdays, it's not about building business. It's not about giving gift cards or recruiting. The Wednesday calls are all about you and how you could become a greater master of your life, a greater master of your health. And I've always said that in order to have a successful past, in order to have a successful future, we have to be willing to look to the past. They say that those who do not know history will be the victims of history repeating itself. And because of that, I really believe in this ancient knowledge. As you know, I've studied Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, shamanic medicine, the Jamu from Africa, the Ashaninka from South America, the Shaman from North America, and on and on. And the one thing that they had was a profound and deep respect for nature, a profound and deep respect for the plants that grew around them. And they learned to use those plants in unique ways to heal and to nourish themselves. And so when we look to our own future and we ask ourselves, what is the quality of our future life going to be? The answer could be amazing. The answer to that question could be fantastic. The answer to that question could be that I'm going to live to be 120 years old in perfect health. That could be the answer. But in order for that to be the answer, you are going to have to learn to become the master of your own destiny. And in order to become the master of your destiny as it relates to health and longevity, you're going to want to learn about some of the incredible foods, these most ancient foods from Earth, from nature, that have modern and very important modern implications. So let's start with let's start with what I spoke about this past week, which is alfalfa, which is considered the father of all foods on Earth. And then we could go to chlorella, which I consider the father of all food on our planet. In other words, chlorella was the very first food that the earth ever had, and it was in the waters. Alfalfa has become known as the father of all food because of its unique ability to help regulate topsoil and animal life and support life in every way. And those are two of the four foods I wanted to examine tonight. And they're both green foods. And the other foods I wanted to examine actually were grains. One was activated barley, and the other is the ancient Egyptian kamut. So I want to start first with chlorella. Chlorella is the single most important plant in the development of the earth. And if you read my book, you'll have read what I'm going to synopsize. I'm going to give a very short version of how chlorella was integral to the development of our planet and everything that allows us to be alive today. You see, chlorella contains chlorophyll, and chlorophyll performs photosynthesis. And millions of years ago, there was no oxygen within the Earth's atmosphere. There was no ozone within the Earth's atmosphere. There was only toxic and nauseous gases that would cause and would not support any life form. The first stabilizing factor on the entire Earth was chlorella, a single cell organism that was loaded with a green pigment that was able to absorb sunlight and create a series of chemical reactions that would literally digest carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide, which are toxic. Literally digest ultraviolet light and radioactive light, which are toxic. And it would turn those... Could you still hear me, David? Okay, sorry.
Yes, I can, David. I was just on mute.
Okay.
David Sandoval?
Yes, I thought for a moment that our phone had got cut off. I'm in the desert, wanted to be sure.
No problem.
So chlorella was living when all other plants would die because of the intensity of the sun and the lack of nutrients. The only life form that thrived was chlorella. And as it released oxygen into the atmosphere, as it released ozone into the atmosphere, as it gave as a byproduct of photosynthesis, it would actually create charged minerals and other elements in the water. And so that oxygen and those nutrients that surrounded chlorella actually became the source of life for the first aerobic elements on Earth. So chlorella gave birth to everything that uses oxygen. And today, over 98% of everything that's alive on Earth relies upon oxygen to live. That happened because of chlorella. And so the cracked cell chlorella that we provide to you gives you something that is not available in any other plant on Earth. And that's the stabilizing effect of a ribonucleic acid that's called the chlorella growth factor. The chlorella growth factor is so potent that it will not allow any mutations. Not a single mutation has ever been detected in chlorella. And chlorella is the fastest dividing single cell on Earth. If the fastest dividing single cell on Earth will never mutate, then the power of phytochemistry, our ability to consume that food that will never mutate and benefit from the ribonucleic acid that will keep it from mutating, that ribonucleic acid then keeps our cells from mutating and is one of the greatest protectors of cellular growth that has ever been discovered. Amazing for children, because it assures that they grow up without deformities, assure that they grow up properly, that their development of their bones and their brain and their heart and their tissue is all perfect. In fact, chlorella is the number one selling supplement in Japan, and the Japanese race is the fastest growing race on the planet. They are growing faster and getting bigger than any other race comparatively. And the reason why is because of their consumption of chlorella, the most ancient plant on Earth that has the ability to stabilize our life and make our life that much better. So the chlorella growth factor is amazing, and chlorella has a tremendous ability to detoxify our body as well. So it provides it with the stabilizing growth factors and eliminates toxins which otherwise inhibit natural cell growth. And so one of our ancient foods that we're going to focus on tonight, as we just stated, is the most ancient plant on Earth. These ancient foods are modern miracles. So if you include chlorella in your diet, you can expect to have stronger blood, to eliminate heavy metals, to stabilize blood glucose, and maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Not to mention, have a great protection from mutations that might happen within your body. One of our ancient foods, tonight, we have to honor, is the most ancient plant on Earth. Now, if we talk about land plants, then we must switch from the oceans, come onto the land, and we must talk about another stabilizer.
Sandoval, share more than me. David, are you on the line? We lost you there for about 30 seconds.
Could you hear me now?
That's better, yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure what happened there. I apologize. What I was saying, that alfalfa is a perennial plant. It lives year after year after year, unlike wheatgrass or barley grass or oak grass. That's an annual plant and only sticks around for 1 year, only has a life cycle of 1 year. Well, the deep root system of alfalfa allows it to go 30, 40 feet into the soil with super thin, hair-thin roots. And those roots crack open rocks, and they have trace minerals and nutrients that have been lost on the topsoil, that are no longer available on the topsoil. And it pulls them from the depths of the earth and pulls them up through the roots into the plant, where it returns all of those nutrients through the topsoil. And alfalfa would be eaten all the way to the ground by the animals, and it will grow all the way back. Now, it's 40% protein. It has all of the known nutrients that come from soil, and it's easy to digest. So the animals and humans alike can thrive using it as a food. But the miracle of alfalfa is actually what happens underneath the surface. You see, its root system gets infected by rhizobium. And rhizobium form little nodules, almost like warts, on the roots of the alfalfa. And those nodules are teeming with billions and billions of rhizobium. And the rhizobium are sucking nitrogen from the soil that would otherwise never be bioavailable to plants. And when they eat the nitrogen and then they die, because they have a very short life cycle, they then release the nitrogen in a bioavailable form so that the roots of the alfalfa could absorb it. So the roots actually create their own fertilizer simply by growing. And when you cut down alfalfa, all of those rhizobium die, and the soil is now teeming with amazing qualities of nitrogen that you would have to put tons of animal feces on, like cow manure, in order to get that quality of nitrogen. And because of this, farmers call alfalfa green manure. You see? Now, if you talk to cattle ranchers, they call alfalfa green penicillin. Because every rancher knows that if you give 10% alfalfa in the food, fresh alfalfa in the food for cattle, they never get sick. It's like medicine. So when Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine, this is exactly what he was talking about. So we see that in the oceans, we have this ancient green called chlorella. And on the land, we have this ancient green called alfalfa, the father of all food, and the father of life on earth. And we could consume these and be nourished and strengthened in ways that could never happen. Eating a french fry or a hamburger or even an iceberg lettuce salad, even kale, can't compare to the qualities that you could get from alfalfa or chlorella. Now, moving out of the green realm and into perhaps the seed realm, the two most non-hybrid, non-crossbred ancient seeds, two of the most ancient on earth, are two of my favorites. You may know the story of kamut. Kamut was a grain that was used in biblical times. It was used by the pharaohs. And when in Egypt, when they had these burial sites in Saqqar near Dashur in the Valley of the Kings where we see the great pyramids, in each of these pyramids were urns filled with treasure for the next life after they were reincarnated. And in those urns were food. And in 1936, a group of archaeologists actually found a gravesite, and they found some grains that were stored in urns, and these grains looked different than anything they'd ever seen. One scientist stole a handful of them, brought them back to America, where he attempted to germinate them, and out of the 800 or so kernels that he had gotten, 7 of them actually germinated after thousands of years buried under the ground in an Egyptian tomb. Those original 7 seeds were eventually cultivated and proven to be the most ancient grain in the history of the earth. Non-hybrid, non-crossed, pure. Only 12 chromosomes. All modern grains have 26 chromosomes, which means it's a primordial, simplistic food. People who are allergic to wheat aren't even allergic to it. When I got the international rights to exclusively grow wheatgrass out of this ancient Egyptian grain, today organic kamut grass is the single most potent wheatgrass ever tested. More antioxidants, more enzymes, everything that you want from wheatgrass, there's more of it in this ancient Egyptian form. And we're proud of the fact that we're the only ones who offer an heirloom, non-crossbred, non-hybrid food for your healing. Now, you may remember or may not, but if you looked it up, there was a guy, I believe his name was Edward Case, or Edward Casey. He was the Nostradamus of America. He wrote books with his great predictions of what the world would be, and he's got thousands and thousands of followers who believe in him. Now, if you look at his writings, he wrote that he believed that a food would be discovered in an Egyptian tomb that would ultimately heal the world. Now, there's only been one food ever discovered in an Egyptian tomb, and that is the ancient kamut, in which I see. These ancient foods for modern times, in my opinion, hold profound importance for our longevity and our health. Now, the final grain that I'm going to talk about, as you know, is the activated barley. Activated barley, virtually ripped from the pages of history, the Greeks and Romans created it. They created it through an incredible process that they discovered and allowed them to make the world's first baby food. They would germinate, and then they would mash and screen, and they would feed the soft, gummy portions of germinated barley to newborn babies whose mothers had died giving birth. And for the first time in history, they found a food that would keep those babies alive. Nothing else they fed them would nourish them properly, only activated barley. Eventually, as you know, the activated barley was used to feed the elderly and became the first elder food to help keep people alive who would die because they had lost their teeth and couldn't chew. And as we know today, a lot of elderly people eat baby food to stay alive. But finally, the Roman army, and if you check your history, the Roman army was the fastest marching foot soldier in history. But only after they began feeding the Roman army activated barley. The Roman army became known as men who eat barley. And then, the greatest compliment ever to this amazing food, it became the exclusive food of gladiators. And the warriors who fought in the circus, the men we refer to as gladiators, who fought to the death against each other, had only one meal option. The food that would give them the most endurance, the most strength, the most energy for the longest period of time. And that, of course, was activated barley. You see, these four ancient foods are just a small example of how we, as food archaeologists at Purium Health Products, have gone back in history and we have sought out, we have found, created, educated, and returned these ancient healing foods to you so that you could benefit from them. And there's so many more examples. The amla, the ancient Ayurvedic medicine, or the aloe vera, which, you know, Hippocrates called the potted physician. Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, thought that aloe vera was the most important healing plant that any household could have. And our aloe vera is the finest in the world. So you look at Purium Health Products and you see a company that is profoundly knowledgeable and interested in returning ancient secrets to modern society. But then you look at the modern discoveries, the recent discoveries of, say, red marine algae or tartary concentrate or some of these other pure and potent foods that we never actually knew the benefits of that we're now just currently discovering. And so you need to know that Purium is 100% dedicated to restoring integrity to your health. And you can't restore integrity to health without restoring integrity to your diet. I think it's...
of you who are members have the Green Foods Bible.
Hello?
Yeah, David, we lost you again.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. That we just
That's okay. You're just sound like you were just wrapping up, though.
So, but the bottom line is that Purium not only offers these ancient foods, but we offer modern discoveries as well. But everything has one thing in common: pure, natural, unadulterated superfoods that come directly from nature and directly to your table. So it seems like we're having some audio technical difficulties for that. I apologize. If you are in Tucson or you know somebody in Tucson, make sure that you come out and see me this Saturday. And if you are curious about some of these foods, if you've never used some of these products that I've talked about tonight, give them a try. You won't be disappointed. I want to remind you that my name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. I'm here every single Wednesday to help educate you about the formulations that are part of Purium Health Products. You guys are the reason why this company is thriving, exploding, changing lives and changing the world. So, as is my tradition, in order to honor you, I'm going to unlock the phone, give us all a chance to thank each other, to praise each other, to say hello to each other, to say goodnight or thank you, whatever you wish. So I want to let you know how much I appreciate you being part of this. Give me one moment while I unlock the phone so we could all say goodbye.